This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and my hands smell like pussy because I just fingered all the guys in Los Angeles.
I'm Brandi Posey, and one of the most taxing parts of being a Lyft driver is nodding along to everyone's demos.
I'm Tess Barker, and get your shit together, lighters that aren't Bix.
Oh, this is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello!
Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Our lovely theme song by Zach Ames.
Mm-hmm.
I got high and saw Purple Rain with him recently. It was
very
fun.
Oh, I bet that was good. Yeah, Zach is fun to smoke weed with.
Yeah, he's great. He's a good person to smoke weed with when you're getting back into smoking weed and you feel like a child again, which is what I felt like.
I always feel like that, except the part about just getting back into smoking weed.
But check him out. He's awesome online, on the internet.
I am going to be on tour for the next like month and a half. Come see me. Tonight, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. This weekend, I'm in Bloomington, Indiana, as part of the Limestone Comedy Festival. We're doing a picture this there, which should be really fun, with a bunch of comic book artists. Sunday, I'm in Louisville. Monday, I'm in Atlanta. Tuesday, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama, maybe. and then next Wednesday, I'm in Nashville. And then there's a bunch of other dates. So
what are the, wait, so the starting on the date, what's today's date?
This is June 1st.
June 1st.
Is okay. When this happens. All of these dates are on BrandiPosey.com, part of the Up Dog Comedy Tour. So
now I know what that means.
What's up, dog?
What's up, dog?
Yeah, what's up, dog? We're saying what's up, dog, to our guest this evening, you guys.
Okay.
Or day, or whenever you listen
whenever
to this.
Whenever you listen to this.
I don't know your schedule. She's going to be at the Edinburgh.
It's very hard to say.
I like had a panic attack looking at the word. I was like, how do you say it? Yeah. Edinburgh Fringe Comedy Festival. Ever Maynard, everybody.
Hello.
I wanted to say up dog with you guys. That's why I was like, I was like mouthing it. I was like, up dog, up dog. I want to say it so bad.
Say it as much
just
as
like
you
patiently
want.
Waiting. Like, let me.
Hashtag
get
up
me
dog.
In there. Put me in there,
put
coach.
In
coach. But we wanted to say too, if you're hearing Tess's neighbors are having a party.
Yeah.
So if you're hearing any music going on in the background, that's what it is.
That's why.
Yeah.
So I live in a fun neighborhood.
Yeah. Exactly. That's we're all. Party adjacent right now.
Yeah. Or party adjacent.
How we live our lives.
My neighbors have very similar tastes in music to me, which is great. Mm-hmm. Like they're always having parties and they're always playing music that I like, because we both have very eclectic tastes in music.
Mm-hmm.
They listen to a lot of like stuff like this, which is kind of, what is this,
reggaeton,
kind of reggaeton dubstep, but there's also a lot of like covers of like Frank Sinatra songs in Spanish.
That's
which
awesome.
I like
Party.
But then also like also a lot of classic rock. So, did you just get a fingerboard?
Yeah. Speaking of things, have you guys heard of Carla Morrison?
No.
A Spanish singer. She's so amazing.
Ooh,
I saw her when I was working at Coachella. But imagine like Lana Del Rey singing in Spanish, but like with the words that mean stuff.
That means
like not that you know what
I
mean. It's not just like
right.
It's
right,
like
right.
Carla
it's not
Morrison
like in your video
has,
games.
Right, the
oh,
best
sure. Awesome. Yes.
Voice. It's so beautiful. It's a well-composed album. I haven't talked... Besides Sturgill Simpson, this is...
I'm obsessed with Sturgill Simpson
okay.
right now.
All right,
that's
yeah.
all I can, like, listen to.
I don't know
to.
If we're allowed to talk about it right now. I don't want to derail. Right.
No.
This
is great.
I think
great.
We should plug some Sturge. I just got into Sturgill Simpson, like, a month ago, and it's all I can listen to.
The Sailor one or Metaphysics?
Both.
Oh, my God.
Well, because someone posted the Sailor one, so I listened to one song, and I was like, I love
He's
this.
He's incredible. Yeah.
He's... amazing.
He's like above and beyond.
Yeah, I don't know how he's not more famous.
If I think he's pretty big. He's getting up there.
He's like selling out shows. I tried to see him and it was sold out.
Yeah,
I
would love him.
Is he country?
He's country, but all country.
But like all country. And he's like talking about spirituality. And it's just like turtles all the way down when I heard that. And then like now I'm dealing with Breakers War.
I listened to that in the desert this morning. Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
He ruins my life. I love it.
I just like listen to that album and like cry. I know that
feeling too.
I had these long drives recently and I have no way to listen to fucking music in my car. I went to Best Buy to the CD section. This is how desperate I was. All right, what do they got? And I tried to find Sturgill Simpson, of course they didn't have it. And
he's
I
like cool all for top Best 40 Buy. Right,
what,
he's too cool for Best Buy.
Yeah, of course. So I just got I got the Best of Bowie because I was like, all right, sure.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll always do.
Beyonce.
Does she even do CDs anymore?
I think everyone does.
With like Target or something, right?
Oh, okay.
Is that right? Deal?
I don't know. Wasn't there like
she
a
had
big thing?
Her most recent, her album, not Lemonade, but the one before was there too.
Okay. Yeah. I can just see her being like, I won't contribute to the landfills. Find me on the internet.
She could.
She wouldn't say it. It's interesting because I listened to that album of hers. It's the one with like Run the World Countdown mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's interesting that Beyonce like doesn't, I don't know, I love her, I absolutely love her and I don't really care, mm-hmm. but I don't really buy, I do think a lot of it might be an act. Like I don't really find it very genuine.
She's definitely got a great team behind her.
She's got a great
team.
There's
no doubt about it. I mean, everything about her is extremely produced.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what?
I don't want to say anything bad because I know what the Beehive can do.
We're all aware.
I don't want to. I mean, we know. But I don't necessarily like it, but it was interesting also listening to the songs because the songs are so much just like, I would die for you. I love you. And I'm like, well, shit. I would be a little scared too if I was Jay-Z. Like, I might. I don't know. It'd be a little too much for me.
By the way, it's worth mentioning, Guy Branum and I called Lemonade
3 years
ago.
Yes.
Yeah, what did you guys say? You said we were talking about,
and I think we'll find this clip and post it, but I was talking about how Beyonce, and this is before the elevator incident.
Right.
I was talking about how Bey and Jay were my favorite power couple, mm-hmm. and Guy Branum said, fine. But imagine the album that Beyonce is going to produce when they break up. And then I said, oh my God. And I pictured mm-hmm. basically the music video for Sandcastles. I was like, I'm picturing something very, very bare bones. It's just her and like an acoustic thing. And I'm essentially, it's Sandcastles.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's go back and listen to that.
Beyonce listens to Lady to Lady. That's what we've determined.
Subway listens to Lady to Lady.
And Beyonce.
So we've got all the world powers, basically.
Lady to Lady runs Beyonce and Beyonce runs the world.
Do you guys like Solange?
She's great.
She's cool. Yeah. We're finding all these cool things about each other. Genuinely very happy.
I mean, I really like Solange's music, but she's never not going to be Beyonce's sister to me.
I don't see. I don't know what any of their music sounds like. I like the vibe of everything they do. Like, I think I respect Beyonce because I think that she is like the master collaborator.
Oh, for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah.
Like, her music isn't my thing, but I really respect the book reports that she writes through her songs. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No.
The sources that she uses for everything, I think, are amazing. And
you like
that's
the people that she collaborates with.
I think she's amazing. It's cool to watch.
That's what I love about her is that you don't have to like, even if you don't like her music, it's like, I respect what you're doing.
Well, it's like the poet that she used in Lemonade is gonna have
amazing.
An amazing yes. career, and mm-hmm. it's like, oh shit, Beyonce was like, yes,
she got touched.
Yeah, she got touched, and she deserves everything Boom. That happens.
And honestly, go ahead.
Oh no, I didn't want to interrupt.
I was just gonna say, I really, I still think I think poetry is bullshit, but like a little bit less after Lemonade.
How many, like, poetry is going to be the next? How many beat poets are we going to see in the open mic scene now?
So
see what I mean? I'm not, I don't want to. I mean, this is very ignorant and I realize that, everyone, but I think that poetry is like the easiest thing to write.
Oh, I mean, it's like art. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't necessarily agree. I mean, I used to go to a mixed open mic that was half poets and half comics, and the poetry was amazing and such a great break. Like,
Great poetry is great.
Yeah.
Bad poetry is.
It's just like
improv.
Anything else, though. Yeah. Like
bad improv. The worst.
Bad improv.
I mean, I know. I'm a writer. I should give poets more credit. I'm just being
Have you ever seen a really good one in person?
Maya Angelou is the only good one I've seen in person.
Whoa, name
so you've seen the one.
I've seen like that one.
You gotta get on
Maya Angelou. I wish you were
all right. Well, then I can't make an argument, because if you think it's bullshit after that, no, then and you, obviously.
I like Maya Angelou, of course, and I like William S. Burroughs. And the, I mean, I'm sorry, William Carlos.
You like Emily Dickens?
No.
Do you like Edna St. Vincent Millay?
Don't know.
You might like her stuff.
I don't know any of these.
You like Eleanor Roosevelt? And you like any of the gay ones? Was Eleanor a poet?
Sure. Yeah, as a dresser and a person. She was a poet as a person.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Sappho. I think she was gay. That was the Greek one.
Dude, I don't know all about him.
Name all the gay poets you know.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I do remember being drawn to Emily Dickinson. Is it Dickinson?
I think it's Dickinson. Yeah, Emily Dickinson, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in high school, I had a big book of her poems. And I was like, oh. Touching my nipple.
Yes, nip touch?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not gay, but why do I feel these
I'm not gay, but why do I feel
this way?
So you
found the poetry of Emily Dickinson erotic?
I mean, I was like, she's writing to her best friend, and she really loves your best friend. I was like, I love my best. Anyways.
Right.
I was like, this feels a little queer. And then I was like, oh my God. Anyways, it was random.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might like Edna St. Vincent Millay then. She was cool because in the 20s, she was like a flapper girl poet, mm-hmm. and she was married, but they were like a very open marriage. And it was like, she wrote about it in her poetry. And then she hooked up with ladies and he hooked up with dudes. And then they had their partnership together.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was a total badass.
Cool.
Yeah. I love all of her stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's really cool.
All right. I'll read some more poetry.
Yeah. Give it a shot. Just saying. Good poetry is great. Bad poetry is...
Next time I'm waiting in a doctor's office, I'll be sure to read her poetry.
I only read the poetry, that's in Reader's Digest, just in between. Yeah.
Or on Magnet.
Humor in uniform.
Oh, I love Magnet.
Humor in uniform.
I love a little humor in uniform.
I used to love Reader's Digest. I don't know.
Me and my friends one time, our friend Lindsay moved to Colorado when we were in eighth grade, and we were like, we're going to sell jokes to Reader's Digest to buy you a plane ticket back to see us once every year. And then we would send jokes to Reader's Digest and they never picked them.
Can we do that? Do they still pay you
Can
for jokes?
Can we petition to get Reader's Digest to put your jokes up?
Yes. I would love that.
I'll sign
Petition.org?
Yeah.
Sure.
Please get this started.
Okay.
I'm in.
I think I'm already into their database.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'm on too many petitions.
You petition a lot?
No.
They're just
so
easy.
I petitioned once and they got their little meat hooks in me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now it's easier for you just to click sign because I already have all your info.
I know, but I don't need... I'm a very sensitive person. Yeah. I don't like seeing things in my
you
inbox.
You just talk shit about poets.
I know. Wait, I felt bad about it. But it does a lot. I don't like seeing stuff in my inbox about elephants being tortured and stuff.
Right. That's not.
Who does?
Okay. I mean, I love it personally. Okay. Yeah.
That's what those petitions are for. The people that love to see it.
I guess. I don't know.
Check out this hot vid.
After Sandy Hook, I signed up on all these anti-gun ones.
No,
and
you
I was
can't.
Getting all these emails that were just like, Barbara, are you doing anything to help us? And I was just like, oh God.
Yeah.
They're written from the ghost of one of the children.
I bought a gun to shoot the shooter.
They're too intense.
Yeah. It's let's be honest. I don't actually want to care.
The problem is there's too much bad shit in the world. It's you can only do so much in your own way.
Pick your causes and work towards those.
And
help when you can.
Sometimes I just want to be watching American Horror Story.
I mean, that's what I want to be doing all the time.
Yeah, I can't.
It's too spooky for me.
Oh yeah.
You know what? The opening credits are the spookiest thing in the whole show. But everything else is not as spooky.
I've been going back and forth on watching it because I really
liked Watch Coven. Mm.
I liked American Crime Story a lot, but I hate horror movies. So I don't know.
Trust me, movies, I don't think.
Right? It's not that. I don't think it's that creepy.
I think you should enjoy horror to enjoy the show.
Is it more suspense or more gore? I can handle gore.
No, it's not gore.
Suspense really bothers me a lot because I hate feeling helpless and being like, turn around.
It's not.
I hate that.
I don't like horror stuff either. It gets it really scares me very easily.
Yeah, it gets.
But I do honestly think that the opening is by far the scariest part of the whole show.
I would agree.
Yeah. But Coven is amazing. You have to watch Coven. Kathy Bates plays an old undead witch that comes to the future. She's a racist old witch that they bring back or some shit.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and she's friends or I don't know how you say her name. Gab Gabrielle Sidibe.
Oh, Gabrielle Sidibe?
I don't know. From Precious.
Yeah.
Okay, this is getting fun.
You guys already did way better with the syllables than I would have. So I was just like,
but she comes back
you can't
and like
think about it. You just have to be like, this Gabori? Is what my heart says.
Yeah. Gabori. Gabori Sidibe.
Gabori. Good. Yes. Yeah.
She comes back and she like has to work for her basically, and she has to try and undo her like racist bullshit. it's incredible.
Okay.
It's
just really, that sounds pretty good.
And she like takes her to a drive-through for the first time.
Okay.
And Kathy Bates is like, oh shit, this is amazing. I'm missing out.
Oh, that's and the funny. Witch. It's the witch. Kathy Bates is a witch.
Yeah, they're all witches. It's all about witches. That, I love whole,
witch.
That whole season.
It's all about witches. It's all witches. About shit. This fall on CBS.
I really like that witches are having a moment right now. You know
yeah,
what
it's
I mean?
A whole thing.
Like, it's great. I love that like witches are the new vampires.
Thank you,
because okay
vampires
with
were always like dudes.
Yeah. Exactly. Witches are fucking fantastic.
It's our time right now.
It's our time down here.
Down here, that's right.
And like the witches.
That's why I can't quote things, because I do that. Exactly. Whenever, that's why I don't quote things, because I always fuck up one word and everyone's like, no, you don't know that thing that you like so much. I'm like, yeah, I know.
The pressure of quoting in 2016 is just ridiculous.
I know. The pressure of quoting.
Just quoting things correctly is just, oh man, it's the worst.
Especially, I don't feel that bad. I feel like it used to be worse. I feel like when people's entire now personalities yeah depended on stuff when I was younger, and like it's like,
yeah, that's true,
they were quoting like Office Space or some shit.
I mean, film
the
school was the goddamn MySpace worst.
Yeah,
it was just like everybody just talking in quotes to each other, and I'd be like, can we have an original thought to
and
maybe
that was,
make
that was like really when we were still dealing with Kevin Smith. right? You know, yeah, like there was a lot. I've definitely fucked like quite a few Kevin Smith fans in my day.
Oh boy. Yeah.
They all look like Kevin Smith.
You guys, yeah, I fuck Kevin Smith. I would.
He's a great poet. What's
how is it you ripped off that big hockey jersey and just went to town?
Yeah. His tiny nipples.
Ew.
I bet he has tiny nipples.
I bet you have to like part his chest hair and then find this little niplet.
They look like Skittles. And you're like, let me taste your rainbow, Kevin.
I would fuck Jason Mewes, though.
Which one is Jason Mewes?
He's
Jay.
Oh, Jay. Okay, yeah. I could see that.
He's cute.
He can get it. I mean, I'm dead serious when I say I would fuck Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd fuck
you. You wouldn't?
No.
No.
I would for the story.
Wait, I thought you didn't like him.
I don't.
Oh. What the whole point was he?
That's not always a prerequisite.
I will say, you guys, I feel like I've grown a lot because I had a chance to fuck like a shitty 27-year-old alcoholic and I didn't find that attractive.
Hey, congratulations.
Whoa. Thank you.
That's
I'm
a big growth.
That's neat.
That's a spiritual thing too.
It is.
That's
it
like
is
understanding.
I was listening to a lot of Sturgill and I was like, oh, I'm growing.
I don't need this man's dirty dick and bad energy in my womb.
Yeah.
You know, man.
Get it out.
Sorry, we have crystals now, fellas.
I'm not into the crystals.
I'm
not a crystal.
No.
Okay, you guys
person
have bought my first crystals.
No!
I know. Well, I was just curious.
You don't like poetry, but you like crystals?
Yeah.
Again, it's like Kevin Smith. I don't like it.
It's like a hardened poem
that you wear on your chest.
That is
it's such a hardened poem. I know, and I was so embarrassed.
Is it the one that you're wearing?
No, this is just a ring that I bought when I was drunk after yoga.
Oh, that's
but
incredible.
Thank you.
Hang on. Yoga and crystals.
Oh, this is Tess.
Yeah. She's wearing a shirt that says Namaste.
I know.
Because the thing with the crystals, it was like one of those things.
I've been there, girl.
You know what I mean?
I bought them before.
Okay.
Oh.
No. Well, it was a bad day.
Oh. I wasn't even having a bad day. I just was like curious and stoned. Because it was like, I just wanted to get it out of the way. Because I knew I was going to buy one eventually. Yeah. So I just wanted to get it done.
Okay. So what does it mean? What does the one mean?
The one
got?
I got is for your throat chakra.
Oh my God.
And it's to help you communicate effectively.
To help you to deep throat?
It's to help me deep throat.
My throat's way to rock.
I could use a crystal for that, actually.
Oh my God.
What is it? It's supposed to help you breathe?
No. It's to help you communicate your thoughts effectively.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted something to help with creativity.
What do you do with it?
You
buy it?
You're supposed to hold it. You're
you
supposed to have it,
it
on
I
you.
I had
right?
it in my bra
you
for a
little
bit.
You have to say your intentions on the rock. I found that out when I bought my fucking rock.
Why did you buy a rock for?
Well, I was engaged.
Oh.
And then the next day, a friend of mine was like, I talked about it on stage, but like, let me energy heal you. And I really thought we were going to have sex.
Yeah.
And then she energy healed me and it didn't work because I was like, mm-hmm. when we fuck it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, let's
no,
energy
but
heal.
But for real.
I mean, I feel like fucking is way better energy healing than fucking. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I've heard you tell the story. Like, mm-hmm. you only bought the crystal because you were trying to get laid.
Well, not that, but like, I was so depressed because it like right. really hit me. Like, we broke up, and then literally the next day,
yeah,
I got energy healed by my friend. She was like, I just heard. I was like, wow, I only told like one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so she came to pick me up. We went to Elysian Park, a park here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. For listeners. And energy healed me under a tree. And I'll get to the rock part. And she like baptized me with water. But I had agreed to it because she was like, your angels are telling me they want me to baptize you. And I was like, well, okay. And then we went to the rock store because she was like, do you feel better? And I was like, no. She's like, we got to get you some crystals. It'll really help. Then we walked in and the man in the store, the shopkeep, mocked me.
What?
You got mocked by the crystals guy?
I got mocked no. by the crystals man.
Oh my, that seems like the only requirement of working there.
It would be an open mind. You work at a rock store.
Seriously.
I was so, but like my hair was wet and it was like starting to like dry and kind of curl.
Uh-huh.
And but like in clumps. And then it's like, you know when you get mm-hmm. water on your
shirt? You know
when
you get baptized
in a park?
By your angels. You know when your angels baptize you.
When your angels baptize you.
Yeah.
A fake witch. And I go there and like he was like, he tricked me and he was like, what rock are you looking for? What rock are you going to choose today? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And he goes, that was a trick question. The rocks choose you. You're drawn to the energy.
The worst person.
Yeah, the worst person.
I want to give him a crystal. I want to give him a brick through the window of his place and be like, this is your crystal.
It shows
you. He's drawn to you.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. You got that one right. That was a good quote.
What? I don't know that quote.
Speed.
Oh, tight.
Mm-hmm. That is a good suspense movie.
Yes, that was a fun one.
Dude, I love Sandy Bullock.
Now they're playing Beyonce. They're playing Lemonade next door. Yes.
See? They have good taste in music.
They're going for passionate.
Hell yeah.
So I bought three rocks. Yes. I bought one that was like a regular crystal.
Uh-huh.
And they were not even big. They were so expensive. And then I bought one. I've never seen a black rock or a black crystal before. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And then I bought a pink one for love and heart healing, which later I had in my pocket, fell out of my pocket. I was putting my pants on in the bathroom and fell into the trash can. And I was like, oh, this is perfect.
This
rock can go fuck itself. So,
so it worked.
No.
Oh, man. Are crystals different from like when you went to the science center and you could buy the pretty rocks? It's just the same thing as that, right?
But like more expensive.
The crystal that I bought was cheap.
Okay.
And you know what?
You got one of those.
You feel better?
I don't know that I feel better, but I'm happy that I chose a cheap one because the girl the girl was like really nice to me. Like my girl was not mocking at all. Like,
maybe I should have gotten a good nice girl and then I'd be in a crystal.
You would be. Yeah, yeah. If you got this girl, you might, because she was really cool. And like I just walked in and I was like, I'm going to be honest, I never bought a crystal before. I don't know what I'm doing. And she was just like, well, just choose which one speaks to you. And there were some that had the price tag up and I was like, well, that one doesn't for sure. So I didn't want to be like an asshole about it, so I just randomly grabbed one and I was like, yeah, and just out of like a leap of faith I was like, this one. And I turned around and it was only $8.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
Is that expensive?
So you only paid $8 for a rock?
Oh no.
No, I'm just kidding. Just I don't know how much it is. Don't ask me.
It's a burrito, dude.
I mean, there's a
See,
lot
that's
of
free, cheap.
There's a lot of free rocks out there. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of free
rocks.
No, I did find a pink rock in Texas, the amethyst or whatever
it was. That's cool.
And it was bigger than the one that I bought and free. So I don't mean to make you feel like shit, but you probably should.
I think if I feel like
I feel like under $10 is fine.
Because under ten bucks, that's a shot. Remember we were out the other night and like I hadn't hit my bar tab, so I was like, give me a shot. I took a shot and left the bar. That's $10 to me. I piss it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Any $10 and under, I piss it.
You piss it.
I piss it. Oh my god.
Wait, I wanted to say, so your story, at what point did you realize that this was not, you guys weren't gonna hook up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Midway through the energy healing when she was not touching me. Yeah. I was
thinking it would
be kind of like a romantic type.
It sounds like it'd be kind of like hot, like a massage that like
gets
sexy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, for sure there's been like a little tension, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And no. And she was just trying
and
to
And she
heal
wanted
me.
To heal that tension.
Oh, my God.
Man. Heal it. I mean, I was also, like, depressed from, like, being in a bad relationship and then that being like, I'm going to have fun sex.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. And then instead, and then the guy, he also was like, this is how you make intentions with your rock. And he was, like, holding my rocks in his hand. and being like,
ew,
don't touch my rocks. No. Don't touch my fucking rocks. Yeah,
it was a really bad.
Yeah.
You got like mansplained about your rocks.
Exactly. I got mansplained.
That's horrible.
Oh my God.
God, nothing worse than getting mansplained at a crystal shop.
Especially. We gotta, we're going to listen to the rest of this Lemonade song. We'll be back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
And I'm Tess.
Hi, I'm Ever.
Hey.
Am I allowed to talk or
should I? Yeah.
Edit it out.
Yeah, if we could just edit out all of Ever's input. Yeah.
Your mic actually has
it. It's actually not recording in this mic.
So we're going to play a game. It's a little bit of a new one. Oh, first of all,
yeah,
if you have anything that you want us to plug on the show, you can go on to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. And give a little cash and we'll promote whatever the fuck you want us to promote.
Yeah, if you want it to be a personal message, if you want it to, you know, be something for your own business or whatever. We have several listeners, so.
That's pretty cool. Dudes.
Yeah, it'll reach some people.
Yeah, people hear about it and so yeah,
I
just
can make
there.
You guys say clam tongue.
Yeah, you totally could.
Oh, I got
for a
that.
Price.
Okay. Yeah, we'll say I guess I could say it right now, but
well, yeah, you
could say it. But say I'm not going to say it unless you pay me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Let's get one thing straight.
And also, you know what? If you're listening to this and you like us,
yeah,
we have T-shirts and stuff available on ladytoladycomedy.com.
Yes,
go on there, check those out. We got a bunch of stuff, and buy them, and then we'll make more new ones.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're right now, they're really cool. They're like based on like the Beyonce feminist picture with the three of us like hanging out and eating pizza around it. It's really
sweet.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. They're really cute. They're really pretty blue color,
and they fit really cute.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're great. Perfect.
So Ever.
Oh, wait, we have to play the theme song.
Okay, great.
I was about to cue it up.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry, it sounded like you were going
to
ask a question.
I want to play a game with you. David, would you play the theme song, please?
It's a great cue up.
Lady to lady pageant.
Oh, God.
I haven't heard
that. There she is. Oh, this is really bad. Like,
this is great.
You like it?
This is all y'all.
Yep.
She's got lots of opinions.
This is great.
So why don't we
hear them? Oh, I forgot about this.
Oh, the other radio. Mm-hmm.
I don't belong.
We were just singing and we're like, this sounds a lot like
Radiohead. Yeah. What did we do?
I mean, we're basically Radiohead.
We
we're
summoned
as
them,
good
basically.
As
well, and then Radiohead. 2 weeks later, Radiohead came out with a new single.
Oh my gosh.
So you we control it, not only Beyonce, but Radiohead.
We're witches.
You're Illuminati.
Yeah, definitely Illuminati.
We talk about it a little bit too much, but we are.
Illuminati is what we are.
Oh my God.
That's going to be my costume for Halloween.
Yes.
Illuminati is a great Halloween costume.
But aren't costumes based on puns fucking horrible?
Yeah.
Not Illuminati.
Sometimes. Not Illuminati is pretty good.
I did see a couple do Roe versus Wade once, and that was a pretty good pun costume.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. It's visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My the year Kate Moss got busted for cocaine.
Which time?
I want to say like 2005.
Okay.
I went as Kate Moss and my boyfriend at the time went as cocaine. And it was great when we were together, but then when we separated, people just thought he was the milkman. And then people thought that the coke around my nose was real because we were in West Hollywood and everyone would be like, sweetheart.
Oh. That's amazing.
Sweetheart.
Come on.
That's really funny.
Okay, so we're going to ask you some real questions that they ask pageant girls.
Okay.
But, you know, you can say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Tell us about a time when you overcame defeat.
Okay. One time in track practice, I have this memory. I was about my current weight. Actually, I think it was heavier. But for some reason, we were running, and I know this is high school, but it really traumatized me. I outran all the fast girls. Like, I don't know what it was about that day, but I was the fastest girl on the track team by a long shot. We were running 400 meters.
Yeah.
And then I pretended that a bug flew in my mouth, but really I had stomach cramps really bad, and I stopped running.
Oh.
And then I got defeated, but then my coach thought I could run that fast in a track meet.
Oh, no.
And I got annihilated. And it looked hilarious because here is this chubby shot putter running a 400 meter run. And I overcame that embarrassment.
Yeah.
Wow.
By eating.
how I have.
I love that. Yeah, I love doing that.
Did you?
You
realize...
pretended you swallowed a bug because stomach cramps are very normal when you run.
It's normal, but I was winning for once.
Yeah,
like right, you don't. Right, I was honestly the fastest I've ever ran. I was like by 50 meters ahead. Like
whoa,
it was this freak thing. I wasn't even in my body.
Wow.
And I've to this day I've tried to recreate that and I can't.
You were in like a running fugue state.
I was crazed run state.
Yeah.
And did someone say something to piss you off right before or something?
No.
Or you have
it
no
was
idea
just
what...
like, oh, I better run this.
Wow.
Better run this wing. Yeah.
So then you did the meet and it was just no.
Oh, it was embarrassing. Yeah. And then like we also had to like the shot putters had to run the 800 meter, but like I had gained so much weight that I couldn't run the whole two laps.
Mm.
And then another coach from another team jogged beside
no.
me.
No,
no,
to what? To make sure you're okay?
Because I was like,
no. Oh, there's nothing worse than an adult trying to make you feel better.
And like, and it was like at a rival school. Like people could see it. And I was like, you're drawing attention to me. Everybody else has already won. It just looks like I'm warming up on the track.
Why'd they make the shot putters run?
Because they had to give us like some physical activity besides just throwing a big rock.
I mean, you know.
It looks no wonder you don't like crystals. You're always like throwing rocks away from you.
Get away from me.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Do you think that social media has helped or hurt our society?
Ooh.
I mean, it certainly helped my career, but
yeah.
I really love the Pepe meme, Pepe the Frog meme.
Yes.
And that's
Candy.
Pepe is a frog. He's a green frog. He's filled with attitudes. There's rare Pepe. There's Pepe as Garfield. There are some 4chan Pepes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that was his name.
Really
I know this Pepe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in that way, maybe 4chan, social media 4chan has ruined society.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
No question.
Like Twitter. Yeah, I guess social media overall has made me a garbage person. Yes. Okay. I'll give you a definitive yes.
Isn't that so sad that like there was all these years on social media that we can never get back?
Yeah.
Like we can't ever.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I mean, when I think about. I mean, we've talked about this, but when you think about the hours I've looked at Facebook, I don't even.
Yeah.
It's so disturbing.
The book that I could have written instead of my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Bummer town.
Yeah.
My mom just got Facebook and a smartphone this year, and I was so protective of her, and now she's like on it. I'm like, no, mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she comment on your stuff?
Yeah, but she's really sweet. But she also doesn't know how to use a touchpad. So, like, you could tell she'll try to, like, backspace it. It's really adorable.
Aw.
Anyways, we're talking about garbage.
No, I mean, whatever it goes into is fine.
Yeah.
These are just, like, launching pad questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's both. Because it's, like, obviously, you know, if you think about Kickstarter stuff, you know, someone getting money to whatever, get an operation done, it makes it so much easier than, you know, so obviously it's great in a lot of ways.
I don't like that you can also keep in touch with exes or like see them. Like, I don't like that. Or like all of a sudden they pop up and you're like,
Facebook. And I think I might have heard that they're trying to do this, but I think they need to do like an Eternal Sunshine thing after you break up with someone. Like,
I think they're figuring out
to make it so that person just doesn't show up in your feed for
and like
long.
your pictures with them like go away and stuff.
Oh no, that's really sad. Sometimes that's really sad.
It is kind of I think they wouldn't go away forever. I think just like not in your face or something.
That 5 years, remember 2 years ago?
Yeah,
I know
that memory
on
this
thing.
Day is bullshit.
Yeah.
I did just mine today was me and Tess.
Oh
dancing.
Yeah,
that one was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good.
Ours
one.
Was dancing at Bridgetown like years ago, and we're both just like smiling, and it's like, oh, the smiles of another Britney success. Because I think we had a moment where we're like, we need to play Britney.
Oh,
of
yeah.
course.
Yeah. we assaulted the DJ and we forced him to put on Dance Until the World Ends.
Yeah.
I remember that night. That was wonderful.
Yeah. That was really fun.
That was a really fun night. Yeah, but it's weird how much Facebook knows about the emotions you feel about what it's going to post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it knows whether something's going to make you happy or sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fucking knows.
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
Just like my clip.
Facebook.
It's interesting because it's like, do we want it to get better or worse? Like, it's going to get worse.
What do you mean?
Just like the obsession would be with everything. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder if it's either, I feel like it's on like a breaking point where it's going to go away completely.
It's not
going to. I hear that it's like going like the younger kids are like on Snapchat a lot more.
For sure, Snapchat. Yeah.
I feel like I'm on Instagram a lot.
Instagram's my favorite one. Instagram just makes photos, feels great. Man. Yeah, I like follow like, people that I like and drag queens. And it's great. It's like, oh, this is it's beautiful and it's people that I like doing great things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did have like kind of like an unsettling thought, or kind of I've actually found it amusing, but like I was, my niece is 4, and I was like, oh my god, like pretty soon I'm gonna be embarrassing her on Facebook. Like, I'm gonna be embarrassing someone on Facebook.
That's pretty fun though.
I know. Yeah. That was something fun to look forward to.
It's but a fun power to know that you have to be like, oh, I could ruin this teenager's life right now if I wanted to.
Or just like some light embarrassment.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying anything horrible, but if you're just like, I love you, like, it would just ruin their life.
You look so cute in your pictures.
Yeah.
Well, now kids are dying. Being bullied on social.
I know.
I just realized that as you guys were saying, like,
now kids are dying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was like, context. What
happened in real life too? I mean, social media sucks because you can be anonymous and more intense about it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Did any of us have social media in high school?
No, I was in college.
Yeah, same here.
Well, I guess I had chat.
We had AOL like chat rooms.
I was too poor for a computer, so
yeah.
Yeah, I was sorry.
Chat rooms.
Yeah, no worries. I just hung out with my friends at computers.
Weird.
They with cyber sex.
Yeah,
really? Yeah. We are the cyber generation.
That's all it is.
We just cyber.
We are the cyber.
Yeah.
We just cyber.
Yeah, cyber. I've told you guys about. I don't know if I've told you guys about this one. Oh boy. I feel weird talking about this,
no,
but
go ahead. I want to hear it.
I used to cyber with this kid who really I knew in a message board. So yeah. We were like kind of like internet friends, and he had that disease that from Unbreakable where your bones are constantly breaking.
Okay,
like it's what's his who is it in Unbreakable?
Bruce Willis.
It's Samuel Jackson. So he has like his name. He's like Mr. Glass. That's his name in the movie. And his bones just like break all the time. Mm-hmm. And I would cyber with this guy, and he would have to like. This is so. He would describe like he would be like, and then you lower yourself down upon me gently, like it would be like.
Oh, like he would cyber like if, as if he
and I was like, dude, it's on the internet. Just pretend like we
pretend
can fuck,
that your bones.
Know?
Pretend that your bones.
Pretend I'm not
going to
break you if I'm fucking.
That's like that's also like that's such a complex for you. Just like be careful because you might break a man's bones.
I know, and not the one you want.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah. So that was a weird. It was a weird time in my life. But then he ended up getting married to a girl he met on this message board.
Wow.
The one that I met him on, they'd never met. She flew across the country and married him.
Are they still married?
I don't know. I haven't, like, checked.
They're not.
I don't know how to. Maybe. Who knows? I know. This is
how slowly did she lower herself on you?
that's
how we know.
Like, how breakable are these people? And do the bones go back together?
He was in a hospital bed. Like, he lived in a hospital bed.
But she married him.
Yeah. They had a Kermit and Piggy wedding cake.
That's cute.
They're still together.
Okay, I think they're still together. They're actually know a few people who've met in like these weird communities, and like I don't know, you know, it brings people together. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm glad it happened.
In the old days, these were the frontiers.
Yeah, right. Message boards. Yeah.
Oh yeah, message boards are great. Forums. In the day.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a joke about on my album where like me and my friends would just like Friday night we'd be like, oh, we'd go do some stuff, and then we'd come back and be like, you guys want to cyber with some idiots?
Oh yeah.
This would be funny, and we would just like sit around the computer and just like.
But it's scary to know they were like old men.
It's scary, but at the same time, I think we knew they were men, and we were like,
you're not like I'm not going to meet them somewhere.
No. Yeah, I was like, we felt like we were in. We might not have been, but we felt like we had control the entire time, just to be like, you're an idiot, and then we'd be like, you're an idiot, and then we'd leave. And
I definitely, when I was younger,
hey pedophile, you're an idiot.
Yeah. I definitely like did actually like jerk off while cybering when I was younger, and probably to old men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
But that's what's great about it. It doesn't matter.
Tess just made that realization.
No, I've known for. Okay. I've always known. But I mean, yeah, whatever. You don't actually meet up with them.
I mean, I used to go into chat rooms and pretend I was Melissa Joan Hart.
No way. So cool. Do people believe you?
Yeah.
I didn't have a computer growing up, so all of this is like crazy for me.
So
because it was like a perfect choice because she still was on TV, but she wasn't like super famous, you know. So it was like,
were you just trying to explain it all to people all the time?
But yeah, we would go in there and be like, oh yeah, I'm just bored. It's like, you know, I'm done shooting for today. Like,
how many people took your Melissa Joan Hart catfish?
They believe, a lot of people were like, really, you're her? Because it was like before you couldn't prove anything on there. Anyone could pretend. Yeah, you know?
So how long would you keep this ruse up?
I don't know. It was like the cyber thing. It was just like one night you'd be bored, right? And go, you know, just yeah, be like, I'll make up some dumb
shit. It really was pretty harmless. Back in the day, it was perfectly fine to cyber.
Also pretty creative, I think.
Yeah.
Like it's like some of the first creative writing that I did.
Yeah.
And I definitely, I mean, I still have printouts. Oh my God, I should find
printouts.
These. Well, I printed out one time where I did just do it to fuck with a guy. And I like just tried to fuck with him as long as I could. And I was like, yeah, I'm in the library. I'm using a highlighter like to like fuck myself. All this weird shit.
I want to see middle school Barbara's cybering report so bad.
This was college. But I remember I gave him a number and I was like, I gave him like a number of one of the phones in the school, and I was like, just call it and then say fuck me Magellan over it. I just like did really weird shit to like fuck with. Yeah, fuck with
also, okay, hang on. So chat rooms, everybody just starts typing, right? ASL, and then you start a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you can do like a separate
can do like a little, it would be like, what's up,
remember
cute girl 77, okay, want a private or whatever. Yeah. And then like you would go into like excuse yourselves into like a private. It's like a strip club but with words.
People would just be like, oh, what are you wearing? You know,
yeah. No, but on like, the normal
anything, like, just like any movies like or whatever.
There would be like
really
there were like different like if you liked a certain book, there's one for that author or whatever. Like they were divided up by groups and like interests and things like that. Oh. And then there were like.
Then there were the weird, there were the role-playing ones. Yeah. So people would be like, I enter my like, they'd be like, my sword is sheathed and all that shit. Yeah,
Lone Wolf Tavern. Yeah, it's just like people just LARPing online.
Yeah, yeah.
Tight. Yep. Okay, cool.
It's like vampire.
Yeah. So can we go back to this Fuck Me Magellan story?
That's a good point.
I wish I had, because I like saved it, because I thought it was so funny. I think I did read it on stage once. I can't remember more.
Did the guy ever call?
I think he did, and I was like, oh, sorry, my phone's out. I can't remember. I just like avoided
it. Fuck me Magellan. Magellan. Like, it's so specific.
I don't know why that was.
Was that like your backpack brand?
No, it was. Isn't that a word?
Magellan was a guy. Explorer.
Yeah, he circumnavigated the globe.
Okay, yeah. Well, glad I used it.
But then there is a part in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, which is like, oh, Ramon, discover me, Ramon, just discover me. But I think she's talking about Columbus, so maybe it was inspired by that.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just popping off with quotes tonight, you guys.
Yeah. You've dropped a lot. Yeah.
All right, ever.
Okay, great.
Okay. If what is one thing that you would change about yourself?
Oh gosh.
Ooh, this is an interesting one.
I actually don't like my tits. I wish I didn't have tits.
That you didn't have them at all?
Yeah. I don't like my tits. Mm-hmm. I don't like having tits.
Yeah.
Have you thought about getting rid of them, or is it just too
much
work?
But they're like great tits.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know how you feel. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, like, I guess on a deep, like, if I were, like, a dude, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a dude. I'm a lady, so it's like, hey, I guess my weight.
Yeah.
But I'm actually pretty happy with my weight. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time, and then I got out of a thing, and then I was like, hey, I got an all right butt.
Totally.
On a deeper level.
Yeah, it turns out when you're, like, not having great sex with someone, I think it really fucks up how you feel about your body, because I, like, had an issue, and then I was just like, oh, wait, no, I'm really hot. I was just not using it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like a steady lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Like
totally.
Yeah. So, yeah. If I could have pecs, I had pecs, I would change that.
You know, it's funny you say that, because
but then I would look weird.
Would you just have, like, smaller boobs or just
muscle,
like,
boobs?
Yeah.
I guess
more muscular.
I wish I looked like a superhero.
Yeah.
I guess I wish I was Gambit from the X-Men.
Yeah. That's a choice.
If there was one thing I could change about
you know what? You kind of give a Gambit vibe, though.
You do have a Gambit-y vibe.
Yeah.
I've actually been grooming myself to look like it. So I really appreciate it's paying
off.
That.
It's paying off.
I saw like a guy walking around with a Superman shirt earlier today, and I was like, dude, it's supposed to be a secret.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
What a good dad joke.
That is a great dad joke.
Great dad joke.
Thank
Babs.
You so much.
Sorry about that movie flop.
Sorry. Yikes.
Oh, I still want to see that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Everyone got mad at me because I wanted to see it. Because I guess I don't like know enough about nerds.
Who cares?
It just looked bad. Cares?
The nerds were mad about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nerds were upset. I heard the new Civil War movie is great.
Okay, you saw it. Great. Yeah. I loved it. It was really funny.
Well, why are you watching it? You're not supposed to be watching it. That's a callback to the nerds.
Right.
What up?
Thank you.
We were talking about this off the podcast, I think, but I didn't realize that that's what the movie was called. And I just kept seeing all these tweets about Civil War. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't understand what's happening. It's a movie. Okay, great. Probably better than fucking Ken Burns shit. I hate Ken Burns.
Ooh, yeah. Damn.
Stop zooming in on pictures. I don't want
to
see that.
It brings them to life when you have no.
You need some movement to like.
Just get someone to talk about it.
Well, then stop making documentaries that are just pictures.
Yeah.
There's no video footage.
Yeah.
But
remake it or something.
Then write a book.
I just don't like his style.
I'm with you, Babs. Yeah. I find it's horrendous. That baseball one is like really a thing worse than hell. Don't even start it.
I won't.
It's awful.
I do love Nova, though. PBS Nova.
Nova's great.
Yeah, Nova's great.
No, but I'm saying Ken Burns specifically.
Yeah. I mean, crazy. I'm super. I love documentaries. It's probably my favorite thing to watch. Yeah. But not Ken Burns.
You know what I'm trying to bring back? Butt suck or suck my butthole, but like not in a pleasurable way.
Wait,
so like you would be like, you'd be like, Kim Burns, suck my butt. You're a butt suck.
I've never heard of suck.
Yeah,
butt.
I like that. I think this is something that went away.
No, I like that.
This is what she was coming up with while we were cybering on our computer. She's like, suck my butt.
Alone drafting different versions of butt suck.
That was never a thing.
The best notebook. That's amazing.
I mean, you can start it, but you can't bring it back.
Okay, totally. Yeah, then we're starting that
stuff. Exactly. I like it for sure, though. Cool. Is it like, it's a little bit more of a fuck you than suck my dick.
Right.
Yeah. Suck my butt.
Suck my butt. Suck my butthole. You're a butt suck. You know
but
what I mean?
Butthole sucking's like very in.
But like, not sucking. I don't mean it in like a pleasurable way, right. Like analingus. Yeah. I mean, suck this dirty butt.
Suck my butt right after I pooped. Like that's the second half. Yeah. You gotta specify when. Like,
is it like suck my dirty trucker
suck
butt?
My butthole.
Dirty trucker butt.
Suck my swampy butt.
Swamp ass.
Swamp ass.
Swamp ass.
Chomp my swamp.
Chomp my swamp.
Chomp my swamp.
Chomp my swamp. Chomp my swamp.
We'll be right back.
You know it's good when David's laughing. Welcome back to the podcast, Lady to Lady.
It's getting swampy in here.
It's getting swampy. I'm Babs.
Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Ever Maynard.
Hello.
Hello.
And we just came up with the phrase of the year.
Chomp my swamp.
Chomp my swamp. We're going to make some t-shirts with it.
Once bumper you buy stickers.
Yeah.
Yes. That's definitely a bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's so weird when you see someone who has like a billion bumper stickers. But I just
it's a
don't
lot.
See. I feel like bumper stickers are like you either have one or you have a million.
Yeah, it's such a weird way to define yourself,
especially when they're all variations on the same theme.
There usually you know? Is.
Yeah,
but then sometimes you do find one that's like you know, guns will kill people. People do visualize world peace. Like you do find some that have no sort of rhyme or reason.
Just the really aggressive ones are so. Yeah.
Even the peaceful ones are aggressive. I feel
absolutely.
Like.
Right. Absolutely, they are. Yeah.
It's like, it's in my face.
If not more aggressive.
Yeah.
Really. I'm trying to coexist, okay? I get it.
Right. But you're not, it's a green light. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to honk at these people? No, but you should. You
I know? Did today when I was driving, I saw like a VW that had a giant
a Volkswagen?
Jesus.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, a Volkswagen. Okay.
Oh, how's your Volkswagen
it's
hobby going?
Going so great.
Yeah. Volkswagen?
Yes.
It's been in the works for a while.
It's been building.
What is
it? I realized that my only hobby was guys, so I tried to come up with some other hobbies.
And your hobby is just Volkswagen, as
well.
Thing.
It was a potential.
There was
up
a
there
list.
With iced tea.
Iced tea.
So you look
wind
at
surfing.
So you then are like a Volkswagen.
Yeah. So basically, what I do now.
Yeah. I get it now.
What I do now is when I drive past one, I'm like, oh, I like that.
And okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That's like, pretty much as far as it goes at this point.
That's a cool hobby. Okay.
I didn't even know that. What, Farfignugan or something?
Farfignugan. Oh, yeah, you didn't know what that was. Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
What is it?
It's their slogan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Their old slogan?
Their old slogan. Yeah.
Farfignugan. What does that mean?
It's German for, I don't know.
Volkswagen.
Yeah.
It's a,
okay. So but I saw one today that had a giant, like, just letters, the only thing on their car that just said, Jesus is the answer.
Jesus.
It's like, wow, they are really committing. But then I, like, thought about spirituality after that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, so it made me think.
Have you read The Power Now? Have you guys read Eckhart Tolle?
I think I like started listening to the audiobook and it wasn't for me.
You gotta read the book.
Really?
The book is good. I'm reading it now. At first I was like,
What's this
is about spirituality and being like, God is in all of us. God is in you. We are our own gods. Right. We are God.
I believe that. I mean,
and then like love surpasses emotion, and emotion feeds your mind thought, and our minds are what's killing. Anyways, spirituality. It's really deep. It's really like, because I've been like, okay, what are my beliefs of like religion and stuff? And
yeah,
do you feel like you need to have something?
No, I feel content with myself.
I think it's fun to explore, though.
Yeah, fun to explore. I don't feel like I have to praise a Christ or a God. I feel like it's that feeling. I don't know if you guys get it on stage, but
yeah,
when you're just like killing, like that's like, and you're just like, you're not even thinking, you're just going.
Yeah, you're outside of your body.
But you can feel that like light radiating.
Yeah.
That's kind of like our being. Anyways,
totally. Gay.
Oh, that was perfect.
Anyways.
Wait, so what does Farfignugan
means? Pleasure to drive.
Ooh.
So, you know.
I'm in.
Yeah, kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm. See, I've got a sexy hobby.
I will say, when I typed it in, I spelled it like F-A-R Fig Newton. Yeah. I didn't know how
to spell Google knew?
It. Google figured it out for
me. Google.
Yeah, appreciate it,
Google's
Google.
Corrected that one many times.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
It's been a Farfing Google.
All right, let's do Lady Problems. We're just going to skip past that.
This is a great one.
Yeah.
This is the jam.
Oh, yeah, this is probably our best
lady,
song.
Lady Problems. Lady Problems.
We need to,
lady
like...
Lady Problems.
We need to do a weird prank, like, on people where there's a DJ who just plays that over and over and over. That would be really fun to watch a crowd of people be like, okay.
I mean,
the beat never drops.
I'm in. It's just that we've been in a prank war for 2 years.
Yeah.
And well, you wouldn't know that it's a prank. This would be.
You guys are in a prank cold war, is what you're in.
In a prank. Like,
nobody is throwing the first nuke. That's what's happening.
But, like,
I
we
love
could
pranks.
Be. Right? Yeah. Me too. Do you love April Fool's Day?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to fool anybody, though.
Please fool me next year.
Okay.
Every morning on April Fool's Day. No, every April Fool's Day, I wake up and I want to get pranked, and I never get pranked. I'll forget that I told you this.
I won't prank you. Can you? Somebody. Email?
I was gonna. By the way, after your butt was broken, I was going to try
your
to get
your butt suck. Whose butt was broken?
Her butt. Her butt sucked.
My butt sucked. Yeah.
Her butt broke. We were trying to. We were having one of our live shows, and I was gonna try to talk to Ryan Nemeth about pieing you.
Oh.
But then I was worried about your butt hurting
getting hurt
or something.
That's like so sweet, though.
The thought.
The thought of
someday we'll get a shirtless guy to pie you.
Oh my god, so excited.
Okay, lady problems.
Okay. I'm a uni student from Australia. Oh, in love with your podcast. Thank you. Okay. I don't have a vagina, although I'm a gay man, so I feel like I have an honorary vagina. I'll keep this short and simple. I'm really into a friend. Let's call him Liam. He's just my type, and I think we have great chemistry. And after going out with a couple of guys I wasn't attracted to, the dating pool is pretty small at my age. I feel like this is the first chance I've ever had at going out with someone who I actually really like. Our mutual friend says she sees the way that he looks at me, and he likes me too, which is really encouraging. Here's the problem. Liam is bisexual, and I only know that he's attracted to guys from what our mutual friend told me. She's a blabbermouth who can't keep secrets, so I have a feeling that he told her this in confidence, and I'm not supposed to be privy to this information. Mm. After all, Liam pretty much told me he was straight. So that's problem number one. How can I even ask this guy out if I'm not supposed to know he's into guys? Problem number two might just come from my own self-esteem issues. Oh, I've heard a lot of girls find Liam attractive too, and I don't know how I can compete with them, especially since bi guys this day and age usually prefer not to come out and go out with only girls because it's just easier to avoid the stigma. Every guy I've legitimately liked so far in my life has rejected me, so my hopes aren't very high. It might just be easier to stay friends with Liam. He's really fun to hang out with, and we have great conversations every time we meet. Most other people think that he's really easy to get along with, too, so I'm hesitant to say I'm the special one. But even when we hang out in big groups, we're always inseparable. Am I reading way too much into this? I don't want to ask him out if it means things are awkward in the future and we can't hang out anymore. This is a really complicated situation for me, and I already have so much emotional baggage when it comes to rejection. I'm not sure it's worth the risk. Please let me know your thoughts, ladies. I really appreciate the perspective. From people with a lot of dating experience.
Ever's got...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of things. What's okay.
Yes.
First of all, sexuality is a sliding slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might be easier for girls. I don't know about boys. Yeah. Boys?
I mean, also, I will say, yeah. I recently talked to a therapist.
Follow your heart too. Dude.
Yeah, you gotta follow your heart. But apparently, there's been a break in guys that are 25 and younger are much more open about their fluid sexuality than guys who are older than that.
I think that is happening.
So
now,
I think younger men are a little bit more.
They're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you should follow your heart because you're just gonna be pining after this man.
Mm-hmm.
And if Liam, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Is
this
great guy? Then. Mm-hmm. He, even if there are no feelings, he will not reject you, but tell you kindly this way. And if he's a shithead, then he's not a person you want in your life anyways.
Exactly.
He's a negative suck. But it sounds like he's a great guy, and I think you should just go for it.
But I think, is there something to I think there's something to waiting it out just as far as being keep hanging out, keep showing him how awesome you are, and let it happen, and not asking him out on a date.
Yeah. I'm with that. Yeah.
I 100%. Yeah. Because, I mean, there's nothing, it's very deer in headlights feeling to have even someone that you're kind of maybe would be attracted to just straight up be like, I like you.
Yeah.
Because that's hard to really know how to organically respond to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas if you do the flirty stuff and kind of
give them some flirts.
If you feel there's sexual tension there probably is. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I know, though, when you're in the moment, though, because I've been in those situations where I'm like, I think there's sexual tension here. You know each other for a long time. I think it's here. But making the move is the fucking most terrifying thing of all time. So I think you got to just keep hanging out with them, have a drunk night, kind of crash at your place.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think the best advice is, I would say he can kind of you should gradually up the flirting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's good.
And that's hard to finesse when you're young because he's young. He's in college.
Well, some one on one time too, especially.
Yes.
Which
doesn't
sound like simply they hang out in a lot of groups.
Yeah. One on one.
Well, I think he's terrified of asking to hang out one on one because he's going to think it's a date and he's not supposed to know if he likes
guys. What do y'all
guys.
Do in Australia? Go do that. Do things.
Go hang out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just see hey, let's go to the bar. Let's drive my car around. I don't know.
I also think that when you haven't had a lot of experience, it seems like telling someone that you want to go out with them is a bigger deal than it is. Whereas, if you ask him out and for whatever reason it doesn't work out or he's not into it, I actually don't think it'll have a huge impact on your friendship.
Mm-mm.
Or it doesn't have to.
No.
It doesn't have to.
But he's putting a lot of weight on this for many reasons. Yeah. And I think the fact that he's been rejected before is,
that's always
it's hard to put yourself
scary,
out there.
Though, but you got to find the genuine people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do think that, I am really happy that it's becoming okay for people to be with anybody because right. You can't predict that. And it is such a sliding scale. And there's no, nobody's 100% anything, I don't think.
No. I don't think so.
That's the thing. It's even if maybe he doesn't tell people that he's into guys publicly, even if, it sounds like he is.
Right.
So, whatever. He's not, if he's into guys and he's into you, he's not going to care that he didn't tell you already that he's into guys.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And you never need to, be like, hey, so this girl told me that,
you just vibe it.
Let this happen organically.
Oh, yeah, you got to vibe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get in there. Yeah. I think up the flirting, get in a situation where it's just you guys and don't, fucking attack him or something, but just touch him, like just do like a hand touch,
little flirt touches,
little flirt touch, and see what happens.
Try to hold eye contact for a while, like I think that, like if he's like giving, that's a good way to tell if someone likes you. It's like just that extra second longer than you, now I'm like looking obvious, but just that extra second longer. Like if they are reciprocating that, that's a pretty good way to tell that they want to go to the bone zone,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and also hand on the leg. That's always my move. So. Mm-hmm.
That's a good move.
Yep,
hand on the leg. But hand
I've seen it work.
Did you touch somebody's leg and then they got a boner?
I mean, we just hooked, end up hooking up.
Okay. I thought you're like,
where did you see it work? I don't
at the Monty.
Oh boy, yeah. All right,
one night.
That's what I thought. Everyone saw that.
Yes. Wait, did I?
I don't know if you were there. It was a few years ago, but
yeah,
I think it was more like hand on the dick than hand on the leg.
It was upper inner thigh, very, very high up.
Oh God, I don't think about it.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
I recently saw Kristen Studdard, who I was talking with about that night. She was like, "Oh, I remember that one night." And I was like, "Oh God!" And she was like, "Yeah, I was in the car with you guys after." And I was like, "What? I don't even remember that."
Oh yeah,
I was so drunk.
Well, because it was like a process to get you to leave.
Yeah, yeah, it was a whole deal.
Yeah,
I can't wait to find out who this is off the air. It's someone I know. Right?
Someone I've talked about before. Okay. On here. Yeah,
cool.
Well,
I think we got that one.
Secrets.
We have time for. Okay,
that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
That's what I hope you get your swamp chomps, dude.
Yeah.
I hope,
you totally gotta get your swamp chomps.
In this case we want the swamp chomp.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. Swamp chomp.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you don't have swamp when you hang out with him.
Oh, and you listen to us, you're fucking great.
Yeah.
And he's dumb if he doesn't, you know.
Yeah. Get him to listen to this podcast too, and then I don't know.
Yeah, listen to this while you're listening to it, smoke some weed, hand on the leg, boom. You're in.
Bada bing.
There you go.
Winning formula.
Mm-hmm. Look, I just said bada bing, bada boom, bone, and no.
Are you saying bada bing, bada bone?
I said bada bing, bada
bone.
I said it the second time, and
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I want to eat this.
Let's
table.
Do a redo.
Clean take.
So all you got to do is listen to. Oh, I was going to set up
Okay,
so you just got to listen to the podcast, smoke some weed, hand on the leg.
Bada bing. Nope, because you said bada bing, bada boom, and
I didn't say it.
No. You said both.
Oh, she said
it's a good move or something.
I was lost. I lost this round.
But we just do clean take. Just you out of context. Okay. Ready?
Action. Bada bing, bada bone.
Woo!
Boom! There it is.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, Ever, where can we find people find you on the internet?
Evermaynard.com, SwampChop.
SwampChop.com, .org, .net. You can buy them all.
Okay, so Evermaynard.com, Evermaynard on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. ButtholeSnapper69 on Snapchat.
Yeah.
ButtholePeriscoper69 on Periscope.
Tell me how you really feel about those social media platforms.
And then go check her out at the Edinburgh Festival. In Scotland, right?
Scotland. I've never left America.
It's going to be amazing. Awesome. She's doing shows for a whole month, right?
A whole month during at the Gilded Festival. Balloon.
It's going to be a blast.
6:15.
Go check it out.
Go.
Yeah, I'm very
excited. And check her out online and check
yourself
our butt
before
as
you
we leave.
Wreck yourself.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for having me.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.